This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Alik Manassian is from somewhere in the Middle East. It could be an Iranian name, it could be a Turkish name, it could be an Armenian name. But we know when somebody runs over a bunch of people on purpose with a truck, always with a rental van or a stolen 18-wheeler, 99% of the time, it is a Muslim. But the media won't even say, not even on Fox News, could it be an Islamic terror attack? But what's even crazier is the video that surfaced last night, shot out of a car, where he's pulling out what looks like a gun and aiming it at police, saying, I have a gun, I'm going to shoot you. You can hear his foreign, thick Middle Eastern accent. And he's pointing a gun at the cop. And the cops have all got guns on him, and I guess they've got that thing that they witnessed in Vietnam and many other wars, that up close people are afraid to kill folks. That's why they developed the first video games in the 60s that were in big stand-up projection rooms that you went through that were like the video game Doom. That's what Doom's based on. Was a later program that was deployed to the public to cause instinctive shooting and to not hesitate. And they got about 99% kill rates up close. And that's why these video games are murder simulators. I'm not saying censor them. The video gamers go, how dare you call for censoring? No, no, no. Your video games are based on killing simulators for the Army and Marine Corps. Fact, 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 developed by DARPA. Just a little side issue. So the police sit there when he appears to have a gun in his hand, saying, I'm going to shoot you, and they don't shoot him. It is insane. The footage is up on Infowars.com. It's on Newswars.com. If you're a radio listener and want to see it, obviously we're simulcasting on TV, so a lot of you can see it right now. But unbelievable. I mean, you pull a gun on me, or it looks like one, you say you're going to shoot me, I'm going to shoot you. I don't need to go play video games to know how to do that. I want to live and get home to mama and the babies. But just wild to see the police sit there, and I'm asking the question, why is this guy not dead? And why haven't we learned his religion? I mean, I spent time last night. I spent time this morning looking and looking and looking. And every time an Islamist has killed somebody in Germany or Sweden or the Netherlands or England, it's always a London man. A German man blew up people entering a soccer game. A German man ran over people at the Christmas outdoor fair. A British man blew up a bunch of teenagers at a pop rock concert. When it's a Muslim, it's always a German man, an American man, a British man, never a Muslim. And I don't like the political correctness. The biggest victims of Islam are Muslims. That's why they're all trying to come here. And then we're supposed to roll over to it. And coming up, I've got a big stack of news that ties into this. The great exodus out of America's blue cities. And it just deals with blue cities. Everyone is fleeing as fast as they can. But then they don't understand consciously, most of them, they're fleeing globalism, socialism, crony capitalism, the elites, the corruption. They bring it here like they're fleeing smallpox. Or they're fleeing, you know, the plague. But then they bring it here. like the plague was carried on fleas on rats. And it's like, we're fleeing the plague. Here, let's bring a bunch of the rats with us and come to Austin and piss all over everyone. And it ties into all of this. It just ties into all of it. And why is every blue city, blue state, blue country collapsing in hell? Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
In 99% of the truck attacks, it turns out to be an Islamicist. But in all of those attacks, the media says truck attack. Truck kills 80-plus people and injures 200 in Nice, France. Truck kills 30-plus people and injures 70-plus in German attack, in French attack, in Spanish attack, in Brussels, Belgium attack, in London, England attack, on and on and on. But now it's developing that Alik Manassian, who again has a pre-Islamic name, meaning a lot of people in the area of the world have names that came along at, you know, before Muhammad. So it's either Iranian, Turkish, Armenian, something like that. And they're now saying, well, he might have been autistic. He might have been mentally ill. Well, that sounds like Islam to me. And again, folks from these countries, I'm sorry, it's a fact, have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of times higher mental illness and congenital deformities of the brain, of the bones, of the heart, of the eyes. It's a fact. Why does the British royal family? For every successful member of the royal family, they got three or four they've got to hide until they started, quote, marrying commoners in just the last two generations because of inbreeding. Why did the Egyptians look like space aliens? I've gone and seen their mummies, their bones. A lot of people, UFOologists go, look, it's a space alien. No, it's well-known deformity. When you marry your sister for 15 generations, he will ascend it to the sun, the next great pharaoh. And you're like, this pharaoh's 9 years old. This one's 12. This one's 13 when they died. This one's 16. Why, one known as the great gold eagle, he lived to 30. They thought he was really a god. Because you don't marry your sister and then marry your sister again and then marry your sister again. You do that one time, it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of percentage points that you're going to have serious deformities or be out of your mind. Everybody knows that, quote, hybrid dogs have mental problems, have deformities, have bizarre neurotic behaviors. It's incredible. And that's your problem in the Middle East and Pakistan and everywhere else, is that what Pakistani folks in England, this is a fact, are less than 1% of the population. They're almost, they're like 36, 37% of the deformities registered by the National Health Service. Just stop marrying your first cousin over and over again. I know Muhammad did it, so it's supposedly okay. It's not good. It's not good. It's not good in Appalachia. It's not good when they used to do it in Alabama. I mean, I've been in areas of the South, great people, nice whatever, really small towns in Texas. And, man, you walk in a grocery store or something, and it's like, whoa, the genetic mutations, the chromosomal issues are just dramatic. It's like you've entered a mutant colony. And let's just get down to brass tacks. The Muslim religion for 1,400 years has created giant armies of inbred insane people. That's it. Yeah, there it is. Deformities from having sex with your cousins and the heavy price children pay. Although it's a fact. It's an absolute fact that inbreeding is a big, big, big problem. And it doesn't matter how good the genetics are you begin with. If you got inbreeding going on or in the past lines, or you're in a community that keeps doing that, or a religion that keeps doing that, and there are other ones that do it as well, to a certain extent, it is very, very sad. I've been in New York and gone in, and it's in different ethnic neighborhoods than inbreed, and you go in, and it's very, very sad. You'll be in the business, and you'll see all the different genetic deformities and mental illnesses and chromosomal spectrum disorders. And then you'll kind of see the upper caste that uses them like worker bees. And there's a lot of Orthodox groups that have this problem. And you need to stop it. It's bad. Hybrid vigor is an absolute fact that it's good to actually have different human genome types mixing with each other. Now, you can say, well, if you take somebody that's really stupid and put them with somebody that's really smart, is that overall going to be a better person? Against getting disease, against having all sorts of genetic disorders, yes, you may not be as smart. There are some inbreeding programs that create super geniuses, but it's a very small percent. You got to hide everybody else. They had secret British breeding programs that have been declassified as well. The whole modern world got designed by Galton, Wedgwood, Huxley, Darwin. Those families intermarried for five generations. And it created Aldous Huxley and Julian Huxley and the UN UNESCO World Government Plan. But it also created a lot of completely insane people. And they wrote about that as well. So the whole transhumanist movement from Julian Huxley that is dominating our world is the new globalist religion, the AI gods that Musk warns the elite worship. That comes out of a breeding program and out of the insanity and the mental illness of marrying their first cousins and even their sisters. Because they were tasked by the British royal house, who was having problems with interbreeding, obviously. They were going to continue interbreeding, but they said, let's take some of the smartest families in England and interbreed them and see if there's a way to test interbreeding that's not in a normal royal bloodline to be able to do that. I'm going to stop right there. It's just you have to understand so much of the problems. Yeah, the Habsburg jaw. So many of the problems in our society and our civilization. See how they look like bin Laden, folks? See how they're like the upper crust of the Saudis? They got the Habsburg jaw. You do it. That's one of the things you get. Poor, Romanov gypsies. About half the men have an eye that points the wrong direction. That's a known genetic disorder. These are facts. But I'm digressing. I have so much news to cover today. I said this is an Islamic attack because they always cover up as an Islamic attack. We'll see what comes out. We'll see how the media spins this, but it's another truck of peace attack. If it turns out he's a mentally ill person that halfway converted to Islam, they'll say he's a Christian Armenian. You'll hear it's a Christian attack. But if it's a Muslim attack, they won't say that. You also have copycats. Every time there's a mass shooting, the next week or so, other people try it. where every time somebody jumps off, you know, the Empire State Building, the cops know the station police there is for the next week. Moore will try it. Did he just keep hearing about running over people in a truck? So he went out and rented a van and then said in his heavy foreign accent, shoot me, shoot me. In fact, let's go ahead and roll some of that audio for TV and radio listeners. So many times they try to cover up the nature of this.
Come on, get down! Come on, get down! Get down! I'm coming to my pocket! Get down! Get down! Get down! Get down! Get down! Get down!
I have a gun in my pocket. I have a gun in my pocket.
But there wasn't the Allah Akbars, so it wasn't an attempt to be dead by cop. And again, if you're a radio listener, let me describe the video if you haven't seen it. He says, I have a gun in my pocket, and then pulls what looks like a gun out and is aiming it at the cop for like 10 seconds. And there's nobody behind the guy. He's standing in front of the van. I'm not a bloodthirsty person, but I don't want to die. I would have squeezed rounds off in the guy's chest. I mean, look, the cop froze up. That's all I can say. And, of course, nobody can know unless you're in that situation. But I've been in a situation where people pull guns on me, and I took them and beat them upside the head with them. That probably wasn't the best move, but I didn't have a choice. In one case, the guy was already rifle-whipping my buddy. I wasn't going to wait anymore.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give a detailed breakdown on the image that is appearing, the picture that's coming into focus, of the truck attacker yesterday adopting an Islamic jihad form of attack there in a very Islamic city of Toronto. The fact that he has a Middle Eastern last name. But more and more, another picture is emerging, but it ties into everything we've already been breaking down and has the same similarities culturally that you see in Islam. So this is really intriguing. We've been researching and digging into this, and a very interesting picture is emerging. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to get into that. We're printing some other articles and things right now. We're going to be breaking that down. Now, first off, before we go there, I want to just mention to you all of the other insane news that I've absolutely got to cover today. We have Macron coming to the U.S. in a huge love fest with Trump. What does that really signify? Is it important? Macron is playing a double game, acting like a nationalist while still letting France be overrun by Islamicists. But he does have courage to come in the face of all the globalists and the leftists and be friends with Trump, as he understands that Trump's winning, and embrace Trump, just like Kanye West is. They know the worm is turning. They know Trump is winning. Nationalism and populism is winning, not just here but globally. We'll be looking at that. Also, Congressional Budget Office projects gross domestic product headed to a 15-year high. Great news on the economy. We're also going to be looking at the new Purge movie, the Purge prequel, where it's modern KKK is the U.S. military, and they're coming to kill the poor black people. More Hollywood race war narrative. We're going to be getting into that. Also, Pompeo confirmation advances after Rand Paul's reversal. Why did Rand Paul reverse? Because Pompeo has already made the incredible deal with the North Koreans, and because Pompeo came out and said the Iraq war was wrong, Afghanistan's wrong, Trump was right when he said that, I agree with the president, and I agree we need to exit out of these countries as soon as possible. And so Paul said, good. I mean, I like Pompeo in that he was a Freedom Caucus, pro-America, pro-gun, pro-family patriot. Does he have a little bit of a hawkish streak down his back? Yeah. Is he out to get the country? No. So that's a good thing that that's advancing. But Buchanan points out America's unsustainable empire, and it goes over the statistics of what they're doing to our troops, everything else. Also, Tilford grooming scandal, former social services boss, local lawmakers exposes pedophiles. All over England, even in small towns, the town councils put Muslims in charge as CPS workers. Little kids start disappearing. They pop back up in London and other areas when they're 10, 13, 12, 13, 14 as sex slaves after they've been prepared. And it's turning out that the town councils are running these to make money and to enjoy themselves. It's a real pedophile cult. But notice they always spin it. Jones claimed there's a pedophile network worldwide. He claims Trump's going to go after it. We told you all that first. I told you that when Trump was running. I said that on Joe Rogan's podcast a year and 3 months ago. And all of it's come true. Tomorrow's news today. And it's why they're after us. We are fighting the global pedophile network. They're not all pedophiles, but they use pedophilia to compromise people, and you don't get in the club unless you do. I mean, we've all heard about the more elite a fraternity is. You know, it's not just have sex with a prostitute. It's not just have sex with a goat. It's have sex with the other members of the fraternity, the male members, and it's not even a homosexual thing. It's like in Team America. Because it's not about sex, Gary. Now get down there and do it. It's about dominance. It's about power. That's why it's such an accurate movie, No Way Out with Kevin Costner, and my favorite actor, Gene Hackman, when it just comes to acting. I love Charlton Heston, but Gene Hackman's the best. And that's how it all works. And it's like, you don't want to have sex with a man, then you're not in the club. And then once you do that, it's now you're going to have sex with a goat. We're going to videotape it. And it's about having you compromised. And then you get at the higher levels, and it's you're going to have sex with a 16-year-old girl. And they've had top bankers, globalists go public and break this down. And then it's you're going to have sex with a 13-year-old girl. And you're like, I don't want to do that. I can't get aroused. Well, you're going to do it. Or you're not getting the banking contract. And then next, you're going to have sex with an 8-year-old boy. And then next, you're going to rape and strangle a 2-year-old baby girl. Now that's, and then, oh, that point, you're, Trump has not done any of that. Trump has never done anything. There's no dirt. He likes full-grown, 30-year-old, just over-the-top powerful women that intimidate most men. I've been around Melania Trump a few times, you know, just 2 feet away, and it's like the star power is like, she's intimidating. And I've never had a woman intimidate me. You know, when I was like 14 years old, I was sitting there licking my lips, looking at the 30-year-old teacher. And I was be honest. And I always like Trump, I like the full-grown, full horsepower women. These weird globalists, you know, like little girls. It's gross. But they want to steal the innocence. So you're getting the big secrets here. We're going to be breaking this down. And it's why they hate us so much. Because I'm not into kids. Trump's not into kids. And these people run the show. The British royal family, all of them. And how far you'll get compromised is how far you'll go. Again, every other criminal organization operates this way. Where you got to commit crimes. You've got to finally kill an innocent person just to make sure you'll do it, and so you're compromised. You got to shoot the old lady. You got to shoot the liquor store owner. And the worse the cult, the worse the gang. They always had rules in Mexico and Latin America, don't kill kids. You know, the whole Tony Montana line and the screenplay writer on that famously went to Latin America for years, you know, before he'd been in Cuba before, and spent time there. Oliver Stone, 4 years writing that screenplay. Tony Montana says, no woman, no kids. And at the end of the movie, he gives it all up because he still has a conscience. He was only killing other drug dealers and other men at that point. He still had a chivalry. And he won't blow up the guy with the daughters in front of the UN building. And so he gets killed, but he keeps his honor. That is exactly how this is. No women, no kids. If you're not into hurting women and kids, you don't get the club. Well, now in Mexico, they have new cults that are about killing kids and killing the women. It's always one-upping, see? Even Latin America now kills women and children. 80% of the women coming across the border get raped by the coyotes. Decade ago, that wouldn't have happened. It's a plunge of evil worldwide as humanity loses its soul. And as this satanic cult spreads its tentacles into every facet and every corner of the universe. When we come back, the real news that the enemy fears on Alex Jones. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is why they fear us.
Over 20 years ago, Alex Jones created the media platform called InfoWars. And in the decade since, it's grown into a truly remarkable institution with over 200 radio affiliates, tens of millions of unique website visitors monthly, and a 24/7 live news TV channel broadcasting from state-of-the-art studios in Austin, Texas. InfoWars has become the most trusted independent news source in the country, dedicated to delivering breaking news, live coverage of special events, and exclusive reports you won't find anywhere else. While the old guard media struggles to maintain supremacy in a landscape rocked by innovation and technology, InfoWars has been at the forefront of the information revolution. From 8 million radio listeners, over 2 million YouTube subscribers, or the billions of views of our online content, InfoWars proves dominant in every facet of media we enter. For the hardest-hitting reports, uncompromising analysis, for high-profile interviews and bombshell revelations, accept no substitutes. Demand truth. Demand InfoWars. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
I tell you, Harrison Smith is an amazing editor. Great job, Harrison, putting that together. And that's why they're after us. That's the truth. Because we give you deep analysis, historical information, and really expose what's at the heart of the situation. Now, I want to get into Alik Manassian and what has come into focus. I said that I thought it would be an Islamic attack, because 99% of these truck attacks, there's been hundreds in the last few years around the world, are Islamic. He has an Islamic-sounding last name. He's a foreigner. But he could have been a copycatter. We're still not 100% sure. But I think I'm entering. Usually I correct something about once a month. This will be two in one week. That it does not look like it's Islamic. But it's the very same background in the Middle East, the inbreeding that goes on. Statistically, you see higher crime rates, more homicide issues in the population. I talked about that earlier. But here's the big enchilada that the research team has uncovered, and it fits perfectly together and reminds me of this disgusting culture that is out there where these people call themselves involuntarily celibate and they hate women because women don't like them. And so they say that they want to hurt them. Remember the Young Turks guy just a decade ago in his postings online said, I hate women. They don't like me. They're a bunch of sluts. They're a bunch of dumb idiots. That's a perfectly Islamic statement, even if he's a reprobate Muslim or whatever, Sink Young Turk. You know, Armenian genocide label, he is named after an Armenian genocide group, where he hates women, where he thinks they're stupid. He said their genetics are bad. Isn't that funny? Coming from the toad creature. But accused Toronto killer praised woman-hating mass murderer moments before attack. He expressed his support just moments before the attack for a mass murderer who became a hero of the fringe men's right movement. A lot of the media calls it a fringe men's rights movement. What, sullen little babies that didn't have a dad around and never got their ass kicked? I mean, these men, they're scared of women. I can't figure it out. I just love women. I hang around women. I don't really hang around guys. I just like women, period. The incel rebellion has already begun. Hey, how about you wimps, if you got to, and I'm not for prostitution, but I mean, do what you got to do, man up and go out and get a woman. Let me tell you, even if you're the weirdest nerd out there, if you just go to church, you're going to find nice ladies that are looking for a man. And you know, a lot of these guys aren't even bad looking, but they're all into themselves. They're little video game narcissists, you know, all pale skin, living in the basement. And then they just can't stand it that women don't like them. Well, they don't have any confidence. I mean, it's a genetic thing. You're not supposed to breed, bro. I guess you're just such a wimp. But I'm sorry, I'm just digressing. I don't even know about the incel movement until I saw this a few years ago, and then I'd forgotten about it, and Zach was pointing it out to me. What a disgusting group of people. Guys, man up, man. Go out. And by the way, you don't have to get a supermodel. They're usually super boring and super only obsessed with themselves. Go out and get you a, girl who wants to have a good time. Take her out to movies or something. Jeez. The incel rebellion has already begun. We will overthrow all Chads and Stacys. All hail the Supreme Gentleman Elliot Roger, with the worship of this conceited, I'm not going to call him effeminate, but this metrosexual. Put Elliot Roger back on screen. I forgot how disgusting that guy is. Just makes your skin crawl. How he's totally boring, totally stupid, totally into himself, totally pissed off that he has this big image of himself, but he can't project any of it in the real world. If you weren't such a conceited, creepy person who purses his lips every time he talks, he just loves everything he says. He just loves everything he does. I look at somebody like that, and I want to break his nose. I'll just be honest with you. You look at the globalists, they all act exactly like that. Bunch of scum. Elliot Roger killed 6 people during a 2014 shooting spree in Isla Vista, California, after planning his anti-woman revenge rampage for more than a year. The 22-year-old called himself an incel, or involuntarily celibate, a phrase invoked by men's rights activists who feel rejected by women. Roger killed himself at the conclusion of the attack, leaving behind a 137-page manifesto that described how he felt shunned by women and sought revenge. He also reportedly showed an interest in Nazis and had conducted internet searches about how to silently kill with a knife. And now this new individual reportedly says he likes him. And he picked out people to run over. But see how that ties into Islam? Islam is a woman-hating religion where the women have to wear beekeeper suits, and where women can't drive cars or have normal jobs, and where their husbands can kill them, pour gasoline on them, drown them in the pool, or pour acid on their faces, and routinely, it's in the news all the time, kill their daughters because they didn't have their veil on and a man saw their face. And that's what the feminist movement thinks so great. But the feminist movement run by the globalists to control women is another side of oppressing women and controlling them. Because women in culture and in advertising are the prize that as Hitler said, first you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. And so you've got this incredible obsession and oppression that's going on, and the leftist women go, oh, look, this is a right-wing movement of men. No, it's a movement of scumbags. If you look at psychopaths, they almost always are the same way, don't have any friends, lived alone at home, didn't have a daddy around most of the time, and never got pushed out of the nest, and then never develop, and then feel so insecure, they project it on to people outside. So they start killing and torturing animals. Not for food, but just to kill them. And then they start killing women. Because that's how they finally capture them. It's how they think they dominate them. It's how they plant their flag on them. Instead of just growing with women into the future as a species. Because that's what women are looking for, even if they've been brainwashed and don't know what they're looking for. Everything is like verdant fields. We'll be back.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to go to the library, to go to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, babe? I want to put a book in on what I was just talking about. But not the accused killer. He's the guy that consciously ran over 30-something people, killing 10 of them, mainly women, as he drove down the street looking for a group of women to kill. And how the media, the leftist media, is now spinning on how it's a right-wing anti-woman movement. And look, I get it. Women can be cruel, especially in this culture. Women more and more are into themselves. That's how the culture's been engineered, because the family has been somewhat obliterated, and women have been taught that traditional family structures aren't going to empower them, so they kind of marry themselves to the state. It's a complex issue. And I was a very competent, confident person. And I was still insecure sometimes and felt like I was a loser, even though I was very popular and successful. So But I think some of that insecurity when you're young is designed, we know, through sociology, anthropology, psychology, to get you out of the nest, to go out and accomplish things. You're not supposed to feel like you've conquered the world when you're 15 years old. And some people get girlfriends and wives, and sometimes you get a wife, and you know, she takes everything you got. That, I'm talking about my personal case. And then you never date women again. I have like a great uncle who's still alive, who owned stuff up in Georgetown. He listens. I'm actually going to tell a story, but he got married later in life to a really hot chick, and then she took what he had in like, you know, 6 months, and then he never dated again. So, I mean, I'm not knocking guys that are celibate or you know, guys that become bachelors just because of all the issues in society and culture. I'm not judging people that don't have children. All I'm saying is, if you know how women work and are just straight up and point things out and don't get into the fake narratives and argue with women, I found women are way more easy to wake up to what's going on than men. Men are either kind of awake already or they're hard to wake up. Women generally want to be socially constructive. They get fooled into going with the globalist because they're taught that's all socially constructive. When you show them how it's designed to not be, and actually can show them the proof, they're the easiest group to wake up. It's like women are easier to teach how to shoot a gun and are just as good a shot as men or better, they're now arguing, because women are more teachable. But not because they're really followers. They're looking in their basic programming to get along in the village, to be nice. And then when there's trouble, men are biologically designed to have to deal with that. And that's the dirty job. It's not the cool job. That's why men are expendable. Because men don't even have the second set of DNA. Everyone is a girl in their embryonic levels. And the globalists all know this. It's why everything they do is targeting women. To just like they want to run the environmental movement and make it all about carbon dioxide instead of genetic engineering and all the nightmares and the clones and the toxic waste dumping and the high altitude aerosol weather modification and the fission fusion and the artificial black holes and the superconducting super collider cyclotrons. All of this, 5G, will give you massive brain tumors, will give you heart attacks. It's in all the studies. You know, the heart is an incredible muscle, and it's got a bunch of nerves in it that are hooked to the brain. And they've known this for decades, but now it's been confirmed with the high-tech science they've got. I'm sure you've heard the stories about somebody gets a heart transplant, and people say, man, he's healthy, he's happy, she's healthy, she's happy, but they don't have any heart anymore. It's like they don't care about life. Well, the ancients all knew it's the heart. You've got brain tissue in your spine and your heart. And when you lose your heart, it's been there from the time you were conceived. Since the time you developed into an embryo, your brain thinks you're dead. That's why I know in some secret research I was told about, it's not classified, but it's highly proprietary. They're talking about when they remove people's hearts now, they're going to try to graft the nerve ganglia that fires the heart from your heart onto it so that people don't have the depression and all the other issues. Because you imagine, your brain, when your heart's gone, it's still beating a new heart, but it's not connecting all the emotions of the brain. Your gut has even more brain cell type areas connected to the brain than your heart does. That's why people say go with your gut, because your subconscious will tell you in your gut where your stomach is, where the food is, where you really care. Like, hey, man, I'm tingling. This isn't good. And then back of your neck stands up. The hair stands up like, I'm about to get in a fight. Because your brain, the subconscious, is hundreds and hundreds of times more powerful, and it's telling your gut, it's telling your heart. Well, you cut the heart out, your brain, your subconscious says, where are you? Where are you? It's like a lobotomy. Where are you? So that's what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. And so we're under attack as a species. And so that's why I don't want to fight with the families of Sandy Hook. That's why I don't want to fight with even the globalists. This is all insane where we're going. You know, you notice the London Guardian came out and said, oh my gosh, YouTube took down an anti-Alex Jones video about Sandy Hook. Because it's heavily edited, out of context, when I played devil's advocate, and years ago went back and forth because there were so many anomalies, but for years I've said I believed it happened. They'll never let me say that. The news just keeps saying, Jones keeps saying no one died and is being mean to the families. And the families go on TV and say it, even though we've been contacting them and they know. The media recycles it over and over and over again to bring Sandy Hook back up and attack the free press. But there's a perfect example. YouTube took the video down because you guys have been purging anybody questioning mass shootings or events to set the precedent to get rid of free speech. I'm talking about George Soros. And George Soros' Media Matters had their highly edited video taken down. And then they went, oh, you're censoring us. Well, wait, you want my videos taken down? Where I'm actually shaming what I really believe, but then you want to put up edited ones and then say that I'm bringing everything back up. No, you said you want all that taken down. Yours got taken down. Show them the Guardian article, please. Here's the Guardian article. YouTube under fire for censoring video exposing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. So see, they want to bring up old edited videos out of context, just like Megyn Kelly's done. And then they want to sit there when they reboot it and say, oh, Jones won't shut up and stop saying it, lying to their audiences. It is incredible. So this is all a diversion. We're being killed by 5G, 4G. The globalists are genetically manipulating our DNA, and we're mutating in bad ways. The species is under attack. We've got real issues to deal with here. The same mainstream media that says it cares about children so much and always blames gun owners collectively for any children that die being shot, and our hearts go out to Mr. Haslam and all these folks, you have to understand, governments have killed millions and millions of people, hundreds of millions of people. Well, there's never a memorial about that. There's never a newscast about that. There's never any coverage of that or how our media lied to get us into these wars that killed millions of innocent people. No, it's all Alex Jones is bad, Donald Trump's a Nazi, blah, blah, blah. It's not true. And then they bring it back up and say, I'm bringing it back up and say, apologize, don't bring it up anymore. And I say, I'm sorry if things were taken out of context and hurt your feelings. And, you know, let's just move on. But then it's he won't shut up. He won't apologize. He won't move on. It's all on record to our audience. So, again, it's just the recycle beat me up all day. And it doesn't really hurt InfoWars. If you continue to support us, we will make it through all of this. You know, you didn't hear anything about how they had to withdraw. In fact, my lawyer sent it, and I didn't get it out of my email. I need to print. They withdrew the lawsuit in Charlottesville yesterday, which, again, got no coverage in the media. And, of course, they're going to reintroduce it. But it was so badly filed and had so many things in it that weren't true that it would be immediately thrown out. You know, the 70 pages of things I didn't say and things I didn't do. You don't put that in lawsuits. It's like a fake screenplay. And Alex Jones says that the cameraman killed a woman. I didn't say that. That's defamatory to me. So we filed countersuit on them, and they pulled that one back because our suit's pursuant to their suit. It sues their suit, and at the end, there's slapback provisions. People ask how that works. So they're like, ooh, wait, we our bacon's burned. Let's put this in, and we're sure whatever they file will be just as bad because it's not true. And so you can have your victory in the media all day long, but I didn't say that camera guy killed that woman. That's defamatory to say I said that. You will lose in any court. And by the way, their last fake lawsuit, it's going to be admissible if it ever went to trial. But they don't want that. They just want to drag me through the mud with all these fake lawsuits to make it look like I'm losing. No. InfoWars is winning, and our audience is winning. We are the Mavericks, we are the Trailblazers, and that's why the globalists are panicking. Hour number two straight ahead.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.